Aloha. Welcome to Island Issues, our weekly public affairs program about Hawaii Island's people, issues, and concerns. Now, here's your host, Sherry Bracken.
Aloha. Good Sunday morning. Welcome to Island Issues. You may hear us every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. on Koa Country 107.7 FM and at 8 a.m. on Lava 105.3 FM. And if you don't want to listen on Sunday mornings, you may always listen to these interviews online at lava1053.com or at koacountry1077.com. Click on Island Issues and then on the Island Issues microphone. One of the functions of county government is to ensure that citizens have a way to dispose of garbage via throwing it away, recycling it, reusing it, whatever. Today we're going to talk about that with the director of the Department of Environmental Management, Bill Kucharski. Good morning. Aloha, Bill.
Good morning.
And County Council Member Eileen O'Hara, who is chair of the Council's Committee on Environmental Management. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Sherry.
Now, before we get into our discussion of garbage, solid waste, I wanted to mention that both of my guests today have strong backgrounds in the subject. Eileen, who has a PhD in natural resource economics, has been recycling coordinator for the County of Hawaii from 2003 to 2006. She was executive director of Recycle Hawaii from 2002 to 2003. She was also commissioner on the Environmental Council for the State Office of Environmental Quality Control from 2004 to 2008. And I saw her during her campaign for county council, and I know that in her mind it was very important for us to address this topic. Bill Kucharski was an engineering officer in the Coast Guard. He received a master's in chemical engineering and also one in civil engineering from the University of Michigan. He's a registered professional engineer and has well over 40 years' experience as a technical project and engineering manager. He has professional experience in energy and environmental projects for the state. He worked in Kuwait, and he was with the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. And Bill, I would like to start with you. What does the Department of Environmental Management do?
Department of Environmental Management is actually two operating companies. We operate all of the landfills and the recycling activities for the county, and we operate all of the wastewater collection and treatment systems on the island. So a lot of people think we're a regulatory agency. We have no regulatory authority. That resides with Department of Health, and we are operators of those facilities.
Okay. And I do want to mention to the listeners that actually before I did this interview, I went to hear Bill talk at the Kona Mauka Rotary Luncheon. I expected to hear him talk about garbage, but what he talked about was wastewater, and that completely opened my eyes to the importance of that. We are not going to talk about wastewater today. We're going to do that in a separate interview with Bill, and today we're going to focus on garbage. Eileen, tell us, the Hawaii County Council, what is your role as a county council relative to environmental management, garbage, et cetera?
Specific to solid waste, our role is setting policy. That is the role of the county council. We have passed a zero waste initiative that was driven by community support, and we try to pass policy relating to the diversion of specific waste streams from landfill. We also approve multi-year solicitations for contracts, such as the composting contract, scrap metal contract. We also approve budget items, such as new equipment and new studies that are needed for the department.
So when Bill needs money, he has to come through the county council to get that okay?
That's correct.
Bill, there's also an Environmental Management Commission. Who are they? What is their role relative to you and relative to the county council?
The Environmental Management Commission was created in county code as an advisory group for the Department of Environmental Management. It consists of 9 members, unpaid, selected from each of our council districts. Environmental bills that are before the council go to the Environmental Commission to take a look at, and they give comment on. Primarily, the commission is there to give citizen and expert input to the department to help us and guide us in the performance of our job duties.
Are there conflicts between the role of the county council and the Environmental Commission?
Not that I perceive. The role is advisory. And as Bill just said, when we have something pending before us that relates to environmental management, we move to send it to the commission because it gives another opportunity for public review and for comments to come back to the council before we finalize a motion. A good example would be Bill 13, the limited polystyrene ban. We would like them to opine on it, make recommendations before we move further towards finalizing that action.
Now, Bill, understanding we're saving wastewater and all that for another day, remind us what garbage and solid waste facilities the Department of Environmental Management has, please.
Well, we're currently operating two landfills, the South Hilo landfill, and we're about to close that in the next year or two, and the West Hawaii landfill, Pu'uanahulu. Pu'uanahulu is relatively new, like 1994. It will, in the future, when we close Hilo, will be the landfill for all of our solid waste that is disposed of.
Well, you also have transfer stations in addition to those two major landfills?
Yes, we operate 22 transfer stations located throughout the county. 10 of those transfer stations are open 7 days a week, are actually only closed 3 days a year. The other 12 are open usually either from 1 day to 3 days. That is probably the area that we get more comment than anything, is why the transfer stations aren't open more. Or people have been so productive in providing recycled materials, why the bins are full. It's a very successful program.
Well, I will get to the recycling because I always have that question too when I go to recycle and the bins are filled. But regarding the Hilo landfill, you said finally, and this is something that's been talked about for, I'd have to say decades, but every Department of Environmental Management person I've spoken to since 2004, since I started this program, it was always, okay, it's going to close in a year or 2 years or whatever. Now I think you're serious. It's actually going to close. So what's the plan?
Well, Bill 32, which is the money that would be used to fund the closure, was unanimously passed by the council. Thank you, Eileen, for your vote.
How much money?
$20 million to close the landfill. Now, closing the landfill has really two phases. The first phase is when you stop taking waste. And people think that's closing the landfill. That's just stopping the waste input. Once we stop taking waste into the landfill, we have to go through a process of closing that landfill by putting impermeable covers on and layers. And we have been in the design portion of that. We have gone to and spoken to the people at DOH who supervise us and regulate that closure.
Department of Health.
Department of Health. And we have gotten good reviews, although nothing is formal, on what we're proposing. And we've made a presentation to the council as well on what that is going to be. And so we are really moving forward. We have trucks that we're purchasing to transfer materials to Pu'uanahulu once Hilo closes. So you might have heard it before, but I believe it's really going to happen this time.
Oh, I'm pretty convinced it's going to happen this time. And also, I understand, and I take this from previous conversations with your predecessors, once the county has a landfill, even if you close it, it's our landfill forever, and we have to manage it forever. Is that correct?
We have a 30-year monitoring requirement on the closure, and we have to continuously maintain and continue to take groundwater samples and show to the Department of Health that the cap, that cover that we put on there, is still in place and that we're not getting a lot of infiltration of groundwater or rainwater into and through the landfill. So, yes, it'll be a 30-year process, and then we'll still be talking about it in 30 years, I'm sure.
Not me, probably. Now, what's the capacity of the Pu'uanahulu landfill, which is in Waikoloa? It's more or less across from the entrance to the Waikoloa Resort, although most people don't even know it's there because it's up that little road called Pu'upohaku, I believe it is, yep. And it's back there hidden. I went back there one day just because I was curious to see what was back there, and oh my gosh, it's huge.
It is the capacity that we're anticipating, and again, when you're dealing with a landfill, because you're putting a mixed waste in and you have to compact it, it really depends on how much you compact. And so there are a lot of different issues other than just the tonnage that gives you the life of your landfill, because what a landfill is measured by, they call airspace. How much higher can you make this? And that airspace is how you calculate capacity. We're looking at about 50 years right now in Pu'anahulu, and at 200,000 tons a year, that comes to about 10 million tons of refuse that we could deposit there. That's the anticipated capacity, and it could be more depending on how we structure and operate the facility.
Well, and one thing I want to get into is recycling and how we can reduce the amount. But first, today, how many trucks of trash go to Pu'anahulu every day?
Right now, two 20-ton trucks drive over from the east side to Pu'anahulu. We get about 130 trucks a day, vehicles a day that enter the facility. There's some commercial, there's some households. All of the green waste on the west side goes through that facility. That's where our west side mulching facility is for the composting. And so that's the traffic. And I think people are probably pretty surprised if you say you get over 100 vehicles going to a facility they don't know exists.
Once the Hilo landfill closes, how many additional trucks of trash will be coming into Pu'anahulu, do you estimate?
Estimate there'll be 8 trucks a day, which is about 160 tons a day, will be coming over. Should also note that we're looking at getting a new access road to Pu'anahulu from where Daniel Inouye hits the upper highway. So a new road would avoid a lot of the community, Waikoloa Village. A new road going down that would make the transport not particularly visible to visitors or to the local residents.
So you're saying that there will be 8 additional trucks of trash a day, you're estimating?
A total of 8.
That's good to know. Good to know. Clearly, part of the objective could be to divert trash from going into the landfill. The first question I have is, I have heard that we have some obligation to the folks who run the Pu'anahulu landfill, that we have to give them more trash than we are now doing. Is that correct? Tell us what that situation is so we don't have any misunderstandings.
The current contract that we have with Waste Management Hawaii, that is, was the operator and still does some operations at the facility. The county operates the day-to-day activities in there. Our contract has a tonnage limitation, and the higher the tonnage, the lower the rate. The lower the tonnage, the higher the rate. And so we get caught into what is going to be the most cost-effective way to bring waste into there. But we do have a renegotiation of that contract coming up in the next 2 years. And so we're in preparation to discuss those issues.
The timing is intriguing, given that now we're closing the Hilo landfill, so the amount of trash going in there will be different. But let's talk about recycling. How much difference is recycling making? How much diversion is there? How much is not going into the landfill because of whatever else we're doing, recycling or reuse or whatever?
Right now, we're calculating about a 35% reduction in solid waste that's going into the landfill. It's being diverted into some recycling activity. That number is actually low because there are some facilities, some stores, for example, that don't enter our system but do recycle a great deal of their cardboard and waste materials. But that's separate from the county. So our diversion is probably higher than 35%, but we only count about a 35% reduction. Those are the things that enter our system.
So when you say 35%, 35% of what? Meaning that if we had should have 100 tons of trash, we're only getting 65 tons of trash because 35 tons is being recycled?
Yes, that's how we would measure it.
Okay. Well, some on this island say that recycled materials, whether it's newspapers, glass bottles, even high five, gets thrown into the landfill. Is that correct?
Not by us. If that material is in the household waste that's collected, we don't have any separation after collection for that waste that people have and dispose of themselves. When we come in and we have our mixed waste containers at the transfer stations, all of that recycling material, those materials are not thrown away. They are recycled. They are sent to some recycler, whether it goes west or east. And those materials that are collected for recycle are not disposed of in Hawaii.
And a brief interruption to remind you, this is Island Issues. I'm Sherry Bracken. We're here on the radio on Hawaii Island, Sundays, 6:30 a.m. Koa Country, 107.7 FM, 8 a.m. Lava 105.3 FM. And you may find this and any previous Island Issues interview online at lava1053.com and at koacountry1077.com. Click on Island Issues and then on the Island Issues microphone. Today we're talking garbage, trash, solid waste with Bill Kucharski, head of Hawaii County Department of Environmental Management, and Puna Councilwoman Eileen O'Hara. Next Sunday morning, Bill will be back. We'll talk wastewater, which it turns out is an even bigger issue than solid waste. Let's get back to our conversation. Eileen, recycling has sort of been your baby for a long time. Give us your thoughts on that, because it feels to me like we can be doing more to encourage recycling than we're doing.
I would agree with that statement, Sherry. When I was recycling coordinator in 03, when I came in, our diversion rate from landfill was 8%. And the only things that we were doing was recycling scrap metal and recycling green waste, but we weren't doing a very good job of it. When I came in, my goal was to increase the diversion rate as much as possible. When I left 3 years later, we had a diversion of about 27, 28%. And that was in 2006. So in the last 11 years, we haven't made the greatest gains as I would prefer that we had. We have set policy towards zero waste, which is a great goal, but we have to remember the three R's: reduce, reuse, recycling. Policy can help us reduce. That's one of the reasons we're doing things like the Hi-Fi program or the polystyrene ban. And the polystyrene ban will effectively reduce the amount of polystyrene coming on island. We also need to think about the reuse element. Right now, we don't have things like a C&D landfill. That's construction and demolition landfill. So all that construction waste is currently going into our landfill. Yet that's material that has value that could be redirected elsewhere. So got to remember the reduce, the reuse part of those three R's before we really concentrate on the recycling. And one thing that hasn't been brought up yet is that the permit that we have from Department of Health to operate the West Hawaii Sanitary Landfill, Pu'uanahulu, requires that we use 40 acres up front for resource recovery, which is recycling. So back when I was recycling coordinator, 2003 to 2006, I went before the council, who gave money to prepare that property, 20 acres of it, for the green waste recycling and also scrap metal recycling. It's taken a really long time for the county to move those operations to Pu'uanahulu, but we're finally getting there. And yes, we can do a whole lot more. We need more e-waste recycling. We need better used motor oil recycling. Our program has suffered considerably in the last few years. We need better used cooking oil recycling, because that can be turned into a value-added product such as biodiesel.
Actually, I've seen trucks picking up used cooking oil at restaurants.
That's correct. When Big Island Biodiesel built their plant in Shipman Industrial Park in KL, they also pick up grease trap waste and used cooking oil.
Give us a real short answer on each of these recycling capabilities. What do people do today with hazardous waste? And once you get it, what do you do with it, Bill?
Hazardous waste is sort of a complicated issue because we do not have in the state of Hawaii a hazardous waste disposal or treatment facility. So everything that is collected, when we have our hazardous waste days, and we have it usually twice a year, that material is collected, it's sorted, materials have to be sorted so they're separated out, so if something happens, they don't interact if there's an accident. And then they have to be shipped to Honolulu, stored in Honolulu, repackaged, and then sent to a hazardous waste disposal facility or treatment facility outside of the state of Hawaii. So when people say, why is this so expensive? Why is this so hard? It's because we don't have that current infrastructure available to deal with it locally.
Should a state of our size have that kind of capability, maybe on Oahu? Or is that something that we logically won't ever have? What do you think?
Most of this comes down to economics. We do not have a lot of industry. A good portion of what is generated is from households and not from industry.
Even on Oahu?
Even on Oahu. if there was a market large enough, I guarantee you someone would be here doing it.
Okay, so that's probably not going to happen. What do people do with tires?
Tires.
I guess my intent to have this be like short to the point isn't going to happen. These are all complicated.
Tires are something that can be recycled. Again, there is no recycling facility. In order to treat a tire, you need to, if it's steel belted, you have to get the steel out. There's a lot of things that can be done. There's a high thermal value in the tires, but we have restrictions here in Hawaii County on being able to dispose of tires in the landfill. We can't do that. We can't chip the tires and use them in the landfill, so we have to get them off island. So again, we collect them. The way the program is supposed to work, from the people that sell tires, collect, I think it's $2 a tire. When somebody buys a tire, they leave a tire, and then that company is supposed to take care of those and get those shipped off, and they do. But you get the vehicle that doesn't have new tires, that's abandoned on the side of the road, what do? We try and get them picked up, then we have to collect them and ship them off island. So none of these things are straightforward or easy. You're absolutely correct.
Where do people take electronic waste, old computers and such?
You're not supposed to put them down into the trash. Our 10 transfer stations that are open 7 days a week collect white goods and electronics, and then we have a contract for those electronics to be picked up and reused, what's reusable, what's not reusable, to be disposed of properly.
What's a white good?
An old stove, refrigerator. We call those white goods. If we were in the 70s, we'd call them green and avocado and yellow.
Eileen, what more needs to be done to promote reusing recycling? Because it's pretty clear there's lots of opportunities. I know some of the transfer stations actually have reuse centers where you can take usable items and drop them off. We have many thrift stores on the island which generally welcome such items. But this is your baby. What do you think we should be doing as a county to make more of this?
Well, that's a good question. When I was at my position as recycling coordinator, I did the concept plan for the 22 transfer stations to be enhanced with recycling, as well as reuse centers where there was space. Some of our transfer stations are very tiny little postage stamp properties, and they don't allow for a reuse center. The first reuse center was built into the Keau Recycling and Reuse Center. It was so popular immediately. The best design that we have of a transfer station is the new Pahoa transfer station, which incorporated all of the concepts of green waste and reuse center, etc. Recently, when we were doing our budget, Bill approached me and said, "We don't have enough money to keep the reuse center at the Pahoa transfer station opened." And I said, "That can't happen."
Why would there not be enough money? Because you need a person to staff it?
The reuse centers are contracted. The operation of that is contracted out.
People can't just take stuff, leave it on a shelf, and let other people come take it?
It has to be organized.
Okay.
And so a contract is let to actually a nonprofit in this case that operates it. And they do so at a very low dollar, so we're very lucky that way. Well, Bill eventually got back to me and said, "We've gotten a better proposal from the organization. We're going to be able to keep it open and I believe also open a reuse center at Volcano." Am I correct, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are very important items in my community in particular. A lot of people visit the Pahoa transfer station, the Keau transfer station, and they'll be visiting the Volcano transfer station because they do appreciate the reuse centers. And they, of course, love to recycle. So the combination thereof is a real positive thing.
Well, and I forgot to mention at the start, you're actually a county council member for Puna, but there's also a reuse center, I know, at the Kealakehe transfer station.
And up in Waimea.
What about composting? Give us a brief update on the status of that. Oh, boy, I see some raised eyebrows. This is not an easy question again.
When I came into office, I discovered that the mayor was considering canceling a 10-year composting contract that had been let by the previous administration.
Meaning Mayor Harry Kim wanted to cancel it.
Mm-hmm. I also then found out that the environmental assessment that was done for this in-vessel composting facility had not been done correctly. And it was at that point parked with the state's Office of Environmental Quality Control. And so I did visit Harry and asked him to consider withdrawing that, because it was a draft at that point, and starting over again. And one of the reasons was the location that had been targeted in that environmental assessment wasn't well received by the adjacent communities, and that's Panieva and Keakaha. And there's good reason for that, because they have, over the many years, our Hilo landfill was started in the 70s, so it's over 40 years old. And prior to that, there was a landfill where the current transfer station is. This is all previous Hawaiian homelands. And they received our trash without anybody really asking. And then they received the drag strip. And then they have the wastewater plant. So there's a lot of negatives in that community. So I could relate to the fact that this was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, putting a vessel composting facility right behind the Panieva farmers' lots. So I asked Harry to consider going out for a new EA and to consider other locations for that. He chose instead to cancel the contract. So then we had kind of butted heads for a couple months on that until Bill was able to get a new agreement together with the company. It does save us a little bit of money over a period of 3 years, and it pushes the start date back for that in-vessel composting to at least 3 or 4 years out, which will give us the time to find a proper location and do the environmental assessment properly, bring in the public, and get public input on the whole process.
You're using a phrase that I don't know. You said in-vessel?
Yeah, in-vessel composting. Well, there's various forms of composting, and what the green waste contractor is currently doing is what we used to, in old days, call windrow composting, where you put the mulch in piles, you keep it damp, and then you turn it maybe 5-6 times over a period of 2 months. It causes it to compost. And it's so what we're now disseminating to the public is a partially composted product. And that partial composting that gets it up to over 130 degrees Fahrenheit for this period of 6 weeks or more will kill off almost all of your invasive species, which was my great concern when I took over the program in 2003, because at that time we already had coqui frogs and stinging caterpillars, and since then we've gotten the other invasives, the little red fire ant, and now we're having to deal with rapid ohia death and the spores, the fungus of that being spread all over island if you disseminate unprocessed green waste. So I was very adamant that we had to at least partially process it, and furthermore, in-vessel composting allows us to divert an additional waste stream from the landfill that we aren't currently doing, which is food waste, which are about 8% of the pie of our waste stream. It can also take compostables.
So when you say composting, what does that mean for me as a consumer? What will I do differently in the future than I do now relative to my garbage?
For residential users, this is the plan that the company has hatched, and I hope we go forward with this plan, is to provide compostable bags for the homeowner to put their food scraps in. There'll be a separate container at our 22 transfer stations to collect those food waste scraps. And those will be taken to the in-vessel composting, which is actually a building. It heats the compost up to a much higher temperature, I believe about 160 to 180 degrees, something like that. And it will kill everything that's invasive. Unfortunately, it kills all beneficials too. So you're starting with a kind of sterile soil compost. But it's still going to be a really excellent product and needed on this island.
And then folks will be able to purchase the compost?
The company will own the compost, and they will be selling it. With our soils, which are quite deficient in most nutrients, this is going to be a real boon for agriculture and backyard gardeners.
What would you like to add, Bill? What do we need to do to reduce our overall trash? What are we not doing that you, as the department head, would support, encourage, and tell people about?
I'm a believer that we're going to change our whole waste disposal paradigm. Right now, we take what we use and we pull some things out and we throw everything else away. So when you go to a landfill and you take a look at the garbage bags, about 50% of that waste, we think, is going to be organic material that could be reused. So we say, okay, great, we can take that organic material and we can compost it. except you need to get it out of the cans and the bottles and the paper and the baby diaper and whatever else you put in your trash when you threw it away. And so if we really want to get down and say our landfills are going to be taking just a minimum amount of material, we really have to take a look at how we process the waste once it's collected. And that is a major shift from what we do now. And if we did that, people could recycle by using different containers, putting in. It could all be separated at some point before disposal and before diversion of the different recyclable materials. But that is something that is going to require a great deal of work, a great deal of planning, and it is going to be a major undertaking to get to that end point. But in my opinion, if we're going to change our numbers to something over 40%, we have to figure out how we're going to deal with the rest of that waste stream and treat that in some way other than just throwing it away.
It's a complicated issue. Where I live, we have garbage pickup with PFI. For a while, they were actually picking up recyclable materials as well as garbage. And I guess it did not pan out financially for them to do that. And they're not. And sometimes people just don't recycle. There's got to be a lot of education and a lot of encouragement for people to do the right thing. And the Malama Honua voyage that just happened with the Hokulea, that was part of their message, that we need to learn to take care of the earth, but certainly our own state and certainly our own island.
This is a long-term issue for us. How are we going to be truly sustainable? We use that word a lot, but in order to become truly sustainable, we have to change how we live and how we think about living and what we use and what we reuse. The reuse centers are an example. There is 37,000 tons of material that's diverted from the landfill because people can reuse this material. It is a great thing. And I do want to say that Recycle Hawaii, who was not mentioned, was the reason we got Pahoa. They came in and they modified their bid so they could take care of that. We have people that do public service even when sometimes not in their full economic benefit. So we should thank those people that take those steps and thank everybody that goes and donates material and those other people that take it.
I don't think as many people as should even know that the reuse centers exist, frankly.
We just opened the latest one in Hilo.
It's already busy, isn't it?
We had to provide additional space to accept the materials that had been donated.
Sherry, in regard to making the public aware of the opportunities that are out there to recycle, I do have some experience in that. As the recycling coordinator, we used to run ads in the paper, we printed posters, we had a phone line, dial one for paper recycling, two for glass, that sort of thing, and constantly doing PSAs and all types of communications. And yet I would constantly go into the public and people would tell me, I didn't know about that. And it's hard. I mean, I realize how hard it is to get information out to the public, but we rely a lot on word of mouth and also on consistency. It was also about simplicity. People are not going to recycle if they have to sort every bottle cap, so on and so forth. We separate only glass. Everything else can be put in one container. And that works nationally as a recycling model.
We're pretty much out of time. Bill, is there anything you'd like to say? What have we not talked about that you really want to convey to folks?
One of the things that we deal with all the time, one of my issues is litter, which we do not address very well at all. There is only about four lines in the code covering litter, or four sentences. The police have the ability to ticket someone, but that's it, and I think we need to do better. And one of the things that we're going to be pushing, going to council with, is some support in getting some more public and more appropriate anti-littering things, because a lot of our problems run into that. Tires are litter. Abandoned vehicles are big litter. When people just throw things away, that's littering, and we need to fix that. So that's one of my future goals.
I'd like to thank you both for being here. Eileen O'Hara, the county council member from Puna. Anything you'd like to say as a final comment?
I appreciate that Bill ended on litter, because I agree with Bill that that needs to be tightened up in our code. We did a short documentary called One Island Struggle with Illegal Dumping, Malama Ika'aina. that was produced by Recycle Hawaii, and it's still available on their website. The problem is really education, and we have to continue strong education, especially with our youth. So I really appreciate that the department will be coming forward with some code changes that will improve the situation with litter.
Good. Bill Kucharski, anything final?
No, just thank you for having us and bringing this to people's attention, and thank Eileen for all of the hard work she does in keeping my feet to the fire in front of the council.
All right. Thank you so much to Bill Kucharski, head of Department of Environmental Management, and Eileen O'Hara, county council member from Puna. This is Island Issues. I'm Sherry Bracken, and next Sunday we'll be back with Bill Kucharski to talk wastewater. Until then, please, let's all live and drive with aloha. Ahoi ho.
Thank you for listening to Island Issues. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Email us, info@lava1053.com. Join us again next week for another edition of Island Issues, a service of Hawaii Islands Mahalo Multimedia.